The fighting in Libya has pushed hundreds of thousands of people to flee the country. Many of them are embarking on boats for the dangerous crossing to the Italian island of Lampedusa. Last night, a boat packed with more than 200 migrants capsized near the island. It's feared that most of them drowned. But Italy's Coast Guard was able to pluck about 50 survivors from the water. Coast Guard spokesman Pietro Carossia says the rescuers risked their own lives to save the migrants.
I nostri equipaggi sono riusciti a operare.
He says the crew made a heroic effort given the treacherous sea conditions, and they were able to do what's most important, that is to save human lives. Even before the capsizing, the arrival of migrants in Lampedusa had created a crisis for Italy's government. It's been trying to move the migrants to camps on the mainland, but the transfer is going slowly. And Kostas Moskoskoritis of the group Médecins Sans Frontières says sanitary conditions on Lampedusa are deteriorating.
The conditions of reception of the migrants in the island of Lampedusa are unacceptable. The hygienic conditions are completely out of standards. We have 16 latrines in this port for 2,000, 3,000 migrants. And also, of course, the fact that people are living, as you can see around, outside, and it's cold, it's humid. It's not possible to continue like that.
A spokesman for the group Médecins Sans Frontières there describing conditions for migrants on the Italian island of Lampedusa.